want to experience the room? My name is Wendy Parker, and I'm extending an invitation to you, dear friend, to open the door to my podcast. So come inside where it's warm, take off your coat, get comfortable, and together we will discover the spacious room.
Hey there, and welcome to this week's Spacious Room episode. And I'm so glad you've joined me today because I am actually talking about purposely planted. Now, there is a display in my local supermarket that sells the most gorgeous plants and flowers. Yes, if you're a regular flower buyer like me, you'll understand that supermarket flowers are never the first pick because the majority you tend to find is a bunch of plastic-wrapped bedraggled flowers that either looks like the delivery truck backed over them, not once, it actually backed over them twice. That's what they look like. Or they're just crawled 3 days through the outback in Australia looking desperately for water. However, this beautifully strategically placed, purposely planted display sits parallel with the eye line as you enter the supermarket, and like bees to nectar, women buzz around it because of its inviting posture and how it's positioned. That's just completely draws everybody in. And as I think about this flower display and all the seeds that have been purposely planted, so they grow into these beautiful flowers to attract and welcome people in, I actually think about the church. And each one of us in church life have been purposely planted because God wants to draw people to himself. And Jesus tells a parable in Luke chapter 8 about seeds and plants and bearing fruit, revealing truths that invite us to ask questions. And this is what he says. Once a farmer went out to scatter seed in his fields, and some seeds fell along a trail where they were crushed underfoot by people walking by. Birds flew in and ate their seeds. And other seeds fell on the gravel. Those seeds sprouted, but they soon withered, depleted of moisture under the scorching sun. Still, other seeds landed among thorns, where they grew for a while, but eventually the thorns stunted them so that they couldn't thrive or bear fruit. But some seeds fell into good soil, soft, moist, free from thorns. These seeds not only grew, but they also produced more seeds, 100 times what the farmer originally planted. So some people, when they read this parable, believe the seeds are about evangelism. But I believe there are deeper truths Jesus wants us to know. And in verse 17, Jesus says that hidden things will always come out into the open, and secret things will come to light and be exposed. And I think Jesus was actually talking about believers' hearts, because this parable is all about people hearing and receiving the voice of God. And like most supermarket flowers that you look at, I've seen too many believers allow their spiritual life to become a sad display of bedraggled, run over by a truck looking flowers, rather than growing into good soil and maturing into great plants that shine with the Creator's love. Because, you know, no one wants to go and buy half-dead, depleted displays that have no longevity. Purposely planted people understand that they need to look after their seed by keeping it away from birds and away from thorns. Flowers that show a range of expressions, like joy that overflows and peace that subdues, patience that endures, kindness in action, a life full of virtue, faith that prevails, gentleness of heart, and a strength of the spirit. That's what people are attracted to. And this is not to say that we're all to wear the, well, I'm okay church mask every Sunday. But what I am saying is that purposely planted people know how precious the seed is, and they water it regularly with God's word, and they pray. And more importantly, they've not allowed the darkness and the dirt piled on top of their seed to stop them from reaching onwards and upwards into the light. They just know that they're strategically placed and they are purposely planted to draw people to God. So what have you learned from listening to this parable of the sower in Luke chapter 8? Because Philippians 4 verse 6 and 9, it actually reminds us to keep our thoughts fixed on what is authentic, what is real, what is honourable, what is admirable, what is beautiful, respectful, pure, holy, merciful and kind. And this organic fertiliser, it's going to do wonders to keep your seeds growing and improve your soil quality. And do you know what the best news is? At the end of that parable, Jesus says, these seeds not only grew, so you're not only going to grow, but they also produced more seeds, 100 times what the farmer originally planted. And that is exactly what we want to do. And I'll see you next week.
Thank you for joining me today in the spacious room. I invite you to join me in my other rooms, my website, www.thebigvoiceonline.com, and my Big Voice YouTube channel. See you in the room next time.